The aggression in the voices outside her window sent a shiver of unease through Jenny. She tweaked the frayed old curtain a few inches. Foul language delivered in a screaming shout came from nearby. Two men stood in the market square facing each other. Although she had only been in the village for a week, she had met both. Lionel, the taciturn butcher's huge frame filled the doorway of his shop on the opposite side of the square. He waved a large knife tinged with blood. Red with rage, he shouted abuse at the other man. Tony, a local farmer, screeched invectives as he stepped from his tractor and snatched a pitchfork from the trailer, waving it in Lionel's direction. Tony, much smaller than Lionel, red-faced with temper, strode towards the butcher's shop, brandishing the pitchfork.
"I'll park my tractor where I want."
The smell of manure from Tony's trailer wafted across the square. Since moving into the village, Jenny had appreciated the quiet ambience and sleepy nature of Market Square. The angry altercation shattered the peace of the morning. The aggression between Lionel and Tony could escalate into a serious incident. She had no intention of intervening, but would they calm if she became a witness? Pulling on her jacket and tutting with irritation at the boyish exploits of two grown men, she opened the door into the square. With a deliberate movement, she slammed it behind her. Both men glanced in her direction but took no notice. The shouting and aggression continued unabated. Tony continued to advance towards the butcher's shop, thrusting his pitchfork in a menacing and curving arc above his head. Lionel had stepped from the doorway into the square carrying the bloody knife. The two men stopped a few yards apart.
"Gentlemen,"
shouted Jenny as she strode across the square, her eyes fixed on the hostile pair. With no preconceived idea of what action to take, she could not stand by and observe a potential deadly fight between them. They glanced in her direction. Jenny grimaced with consternation as she drew closer, while her eyes remained riveted on the pair. Would they hurt each other? What could she do to stop their aggression escalating? She stopped a few yards away, ready to give them a piece of her mind. They were behaving like truculent teenagers. A man waving his arms strode into Market Square. He bellowed,
"Tony, Lionel, for goodness sake, stop arguing. I can hear you at the other end of the village. How many more times?"
With this intervention, Lionel glanced at the man, and brandishing his knife in the air, he stomped back to his shop. Tony frowned, shrugged, and loped back to his tractor. The man hadn't finished and marched towards Tony. He pointed an accusing finger towards the trailer.
"Get that smelly thing out of the square. Have some sense, man."
Tony glared, but remained tight-lipped since the appearance of the man, but jumped onto the tractor, and within seconds the engine spluttered into life and he pulled away. The man didn't acknowledge Jenny, but stood motionless until Tony had left the square. He entered Lionel's shop. Jenny sighed with relief. Quietness had returned, but what would happen if they met without witnesses?